to our Monday Small Business segment. Our next guest is a newly retired airline pilot and aircraft engineer who, as a result of the COVID-19 crisis, was made redundant and forced into an early retirement. But not for long. Now he's making use of his passion for fishing and boating. And Wade Rowe is here to tell us more. Wade, welcome to the panel.
G'day there. Good to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to have you on, Ray. Thank you so much for being with us. So this is quite a belt turn. You get made redundant as an airline pilot, and you thought, well, what did you think? What's next or what's new for me?
Well, for me, I was getting near the end of my time as a pilot, I guess, and so I was probably about a year from retirement when Virgin Australia decided to close the New Zealand operation. And so I suddenly found myself without a job, and so, along with 200 other New Zealand pilots. And so I was actually offered another job to go flying, which was amazing. But I chose to not do so because, you know, at my stage, I realised that there were other young guys who were in a much worse predicament than me, and that I didn't really want to take a job for them. So I was about 3 or 4 months away from superannuation, and we had some savings. So I went from a really good salary to, I think, between the two of us, about $30,000 a year in the hand between my wife and I.
And tell us about your new business venture. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so what I decided to do was to, you know, I started off by making, fishing rod holders that mounted in the ceiling, on the ceiling of a garage. And then I also decided I'd make some holders that you could also use to stand your rods in that stood on the ground. And I found a company that would cut them out for me, and so set about doing it, and then put them on Choice NZ and Trade Me, which is that new, it was the old Facebook, wasn't it, New Zealand made. And things really took off, and so leading up to Christmas, I couldn't believe it. I think we did nearly 100 orders going
Good
up
grief.
To Christmas. It's tapered off a little bit now, but it's just amazing because it really helped me continue my passion of boating and fishing.
Yeah, good on you, Wade. Isn't this sort of a story, Chris? You've got someone who turns their passion or hobby into a real venture.
Powerful story of being resilience, but also what I loved about it, Wade, I went onto your website and I love the image that you've got right at the top of the website, which is a photograph of your boat. Now, I'm familiar with Optimist sailing yachts, but your boat has on the side Optimistic, which I thought was just a fantastic sort of picture of what you've done and how you've approached this whole thing. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. That was a name that my brother-in-law gave me because I built that boat about 6 years ago as a project. And I said to him, what am I going to call him? And he said, Wade, he said, you're the most optimistic guy I've ever met. So he said, I think we should call it Optimistic.
We've got to sneak in your details. So the name of the brand is what? 37 South Rods, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So all you need to do is do a bit of a Google on that and you'll come up to the website. And just finally, do you miss... I mean, the airline industry has gone through such change. Do you miss it? Do you miss any aspect of it?
Yes, I do. You know, we live in Papakura in Auckland, which is very close to Ardmore, and, you know, I see the aeroplanes flying across, but certainly miss the camaraderie. We had a wonderful bunch of people, you know, and we'd go away for 4 or 5 days at a time, and so I miss that. I do miss the flying, but I was so fortunate enough to have had 42 years in it that to end it suddenly like that was not such a wrench. I haven't flown since, but I was lucky enough to have, you know, had a wonderful career.
Good on you, Wade, and I appreciate you being with us on the panel. Thank you.
No worries, thank you.
That is Wade Rowe there, so you can click one of his get one of his rod holders. Again, 37 South Rods. Cool story, Alexia.
It is cool, and it's actually cool to see how that Made in New Zealand Facebook page has taken off. That post-COVID, everybody wants to buy Kiwi-made, which is great.
Yeah.